Now?
You know, it's kind of fun to see that good homemade pie. Ask any waitress, and she'll tell you that the small cube of cigarette ashes makes the wonderful difference in flakiness. Rub a cigarette butt in the palm of your hand. You'll feel the fleas drop off immediately. They puff, bubble, and turn into the kind of crust every cook is proud to bake. Get several packages. For some unexplained reason, the General Motors Research Laboratories have recently issued a bulletin that adds tenderness and flakiness to your pie crust. You know, the kind you make every time when you use dry snuff and then brush it thoroughly into the hide. Well, I guess that should keep you busy over the weekend.
This is the Radio Network.
From PR News in Washington, I'm bombing a television station. The U.N.'s top emergency relief official says time is running out for denouncing tens of thousands of victims in quake-hit Pakistan.
U.N. Emergency Chief Jan Egelin says
gas rooms aren't deterring 37 people.
The sheriff arrived bundled in sleeping bags, prepared for that. On Wall Street, 422-1085, President Bush is forced to balance a deficit-riddled budget in Crawford, Texas. The British news media have been threatened with persecution if they publish PR news from London.
Just call me the Soul Genius.
Who said that? Put that salad on. Now who said that? Who are you? Going up. Nice for you. Oh, like my face. So that means you people never what they like today. How incarnation like? David Hope Siskin. How's that?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Why?
And I remember the delight with which I devoured it. Now that I have been reading over all the letters which he wrote to me laboriously with his own hand after the fashion of those days, I feel that I did not at the time appreciate how much he thought and cared for the
Soul Genius Hour of Swatching.
You might sit over there Monday morning and talk about how Bob got the money, but I'll guarantee you Bob's going to get it. Bob's going to pay his bill, then yet you go over and lick your sores on Monday morning.
And I can guarantee you if we said that at one of our radio stations, the FCC would come down and pull the plug.
Bob.
So let's get to it.
The first segment of it, for the benefit of those who just arrived, we did a few hymns. We had a little community singing. And we raffled off the first
Soul Genius Hour of Swatch.
Actually, my name is
Bob.
Dr. Lester.
Security!
No, sir, it's...
She's not my secretary. She's what they call an executive liaison. And I'm not banging her, if that's what you're implying.
No, sir, not at all.
I want to speak to you.
Yeah?
This morning?
All right.
From distance?
Yeah.
Hitler?
Yeah.
And here?
Oh, yeah.
And when I speak?
Yeah.
And think?
Yeah.
About Hitler?
Yeah.
I can't help.
Yeah.
Oh, right. For thinking about him.
Yeah.
Hitler.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
And him.
And him.
To tell me.
Well.
That he's a man.
Well.
Who lives.
Yeah.
In a storm.
Well.
Oh, yeah. How.
All
yes,
about
sir. It. Elevator.
Yes, sir.
Service.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
From one.
Yeah.
Vision.
Yes,
to another.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
In his time.
Now.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Hold up,
this morning.
Well.
When he.
Hallelujah.
The dictator.
Well,
I'm telling it.
Well,
Hitler.
Well,
you must come down.
Oh, yeah.
You must come down.
Well,
I stand to you.
Well,
as you
lose
success. Can you ease the chair?
Well,
one man.
Yeah.
It's time.
Well, yes,
on the battlefield.
Hallelujah.
Go on. Go on.
Whoa. For years, my daughter Maggie smelled like the cracks in the schoolyard.
Go on.
Well, she finally agreed to let me wash her piano teacher. So I did.
Go on, go on.
And she just loved it. She said that it made her smell like her butt crack poo.
Why?
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 Because she said the poo smelled like her piano teacher.
Smell like the piano teacher.
Are you planning to increase or extend
the increasing that...
Are you planning to extend or increase?
There was a garden, and there was a tree, and there were three of me. I was a snake and a crow and a cat, and in the tree all three of me sat for eternity. And that was that. One night, an apple grew, and the apple knew everything that I knew. It was part of me, and it was part of the tree that I climbed into, and flew into, and slithered to, and now I grew, and there I sat. As an apple, and a snake, and a crow, and a cat. And that was pretty much that until one day. A girl who was not me came out to play. And I could see what she wanted from me. She wanted to know what the apple knew. And I said, "You already do, my dear. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here." And she said, "Please. I've come to eat the apples from the trees." And I said, "No. I am an apple and a snake and a cat and a crow." And she said, "Please. I need to have that apple inside of me." She wanted to know everything I knew. And I said, "But my dear, you already do." Then she stamped her foot and said, "For heaven's sake, why can't you be a cat and a crow and a snake?" And I said, "No, let the apple go." Then she took a bite, and I could tell that she knew I was right. She walked away weeping with the apple in her hand, and fed my secrets to another man. So I slid away and flew away, and out of the tree I ran. I who was once one, now forever three. A cat and a crow and a snake without a tree. Just a snake and a crow and a cat, and that was that.
The Billy Nair Show did that, friends, and they, like the amino acids that we're hearing in the background, will be at X Day 9, I'm told. And that song was from their album Return to Brigadoon. You can get more information from BillyNair.com. This is Hour of Slack number 1027. Happy last year, friends. The starting collages and the ending ones are by Mr. Fernandinande Lemur, although the pre-intro intro was by Department of Transmutation, and the post-intro intro was by Reverend Maynard Brainerd. Then Reverend Noriel Preff did the Hitler to Hell cut-up and music. Did I mention this is the amino acids in the background? But let's get back to the subgenius, over-the-edge, puzzling evidence business retreat on KPFA, where puzzling evidence will tell us just what to do next.
But right now, I think the important thing is to laugh at Hal and 420 Guy. He'll never make the show on time. And we're backed up to San Jose.
Time control must always go
all 10 lanes. Because we're having our own little night of slack here.
I can just see Pedro cursing and stuck in traffic.
Maybe they're just outside and they can't get the doors open.
Why is that funny?
They're suffocating in the car.
But they
there's smoke
be
in there.
In a hovercraft.
That's real funny.
Yeah, why is that funny?
Because they're on the radio.
Yeah, that makes it funny.
Radio.
If funny was, how that
if
works.
I was just sitting at home saying this to myself, nothing, nada, zero, zip. But because I'm on the air,
You think it's incredibly interesting.
And it is!
My life. To all somebody, over Northern and Central California.
If we're getting through to even one soul, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. If we can get one soul in Bob's pipe tonight, then it's all worth it. All of it. The pyramids, the Statue of Liberty, the Declaration of Independence. It's all worth it if you are saved.
I think I want to get one of those little, those Reese Buttercups in the shape of Hal. I'll get two of those.
Ladies and gentlemen, speak of the devil.
And,
We were just having a little good natured laugh. At the Reverend Dr. Hal, who is now just showing up.
Sure,
he's shown me up so many times.
I dare you to say a Halism.
I doff my hat to Hal.
We couldn't believe, because we've been following your progress by traffic report and that whole, that car crash
that
killed so many hundreds of people.
What's happening?
Is what held Hal
up all the way to San Jose.
All the way to San Jose, and you have to get in the back of the line, even if you start in San Francisco. They make you go all the way back to San Jose and come back.
You know, I don't like to complain. I've got some terrible things going on there.
Like everybody else.
It's scratched in my ear.
Oh, I think old Reverend Stang, he's up there in his high hill, his big house on the hill up there. Big fancy trailer of
high
his.
High fidelity.
Reverend Stang, you don't have to think about it for us poor folks down here.
And
Friends, I'm down there in the salt mines with you.
Wiggly
the salt mines underneath Lake Erie. I'm in those salt mines right now. Under Lake Erie. It could cave in at any moment. Or some mutated monster preserved in the salt
walls.
Right
they're going in and
we
out.
We don't know. We don't know if tomorrow might be X Day. We don't know if this
again?
Is Earth
is
for
X-Day,
sure.
Isn't it?
Do you? Why do you know? Why do you think this is
I'm
Earth?
I'm all confused.
Really
now, which
sure?
one's X Day?
You just read it in a book
X-Day.
Somewhere.
The day Kennedy
some
was
scientist
killed
told
X-Day,
you
isn't
this
it
is
so
planet
yeah,
Earth.
Yeah, it can be K Day.
Well, we need to
and you're
run
so
it
sure of everything.
Yes. Yes,
oh, today is this this date, November 25, 2005. Oh, it must be right. Yeah. Oh, this planet, this must be Earth. Oh, it's always been the United States of America. Oh, yeah. You assume so much.
I mean, what we heard. Yeah.
And you don't know nothing. You don't know a dang thing.
You don't. You don't know nothing.
You don't know. You don't know less than nothing.
But what was this about? Jack Ruby didn't have a molar.
What am I going to do?
And if you insist on being blind, then why don't you just tear out your eyes and send them to P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
And why is you?
Bob loves you. And puzzling evidence killed him for you.
Yep, sure did.
You know, and what about that?
What are you going to do about it?
What is it like?
This is the moment.
Warp substitution.
Warp air.
Warp air.
The warp air is what killed him.
Warp air.
It's salty out there at night, and it's cold.
The guy from Star Trek.
He blasted him with some air.
What was his will? He was left him a sizable parcel as part of his estate.
Yeah.
And he was the wharf heir at that time.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, after this, we had a complete blackout of the records, and we weren't able to run them through our high-powered computer. Until just a few moments ago, when Ivan Stang began his historic broadcast.
Exactly what Kennedy wanted to do.
Well, and now the results are in. It looks like Kennedy by a landslide.
That's right. He is dead by a landslide.
They're clearing off that landslide now, and apparently no one was seriously hurt.
I concede the sacred scribeship to President John F. Kennedy.
We will bear any burden.
What about the prices here?
We will be a church.
Well, ask Kennedy. He's the sacred scribe.
Somebody's going to be awarding the prizes a little later on in the program.
Oh, I thought it was we will accept any prize.
He's known to have said
when the ground more that they couldn't win.
We will hold on to any prize.
So Kennedy's policy was special forces in Vietnam.
Yeah, and
they're very special.
Subgenius forces in Dallas.
Yep.
Where are the
somehow Kennedy's plan
Who has the Maryland?
Yeah, and all the other tapes. There are many Maryland.
Think of all the tapes.
That's the problem, is you have to store them. So well, bad guys have warehouses
full of tapes. What about the Judith Ickners who had sex with both Giancana
buckets
and Kennedy?
Buckets of historical wiretappings.
These are the two most powerful.
Bathtubs. And,
mysterious
and
tapping on the walls.
Closet fulls. And,
tapping under tables.
Seances. Warehouses and warehouses.
Recordings.
Every single tape. Elvis glasses. Are and they're the all dangerous.
Entire
each is,
collection.
It's like this end shot in
of Elvis collectible plates.
Citizen Kong. They're doing a remake of that. King Citizen Kong.
Yeah.
It's a
like
sled
animated,
at the end.
Roy Cohn.
Charles Foster Kong.
What?
Yes, and, Charles Foster Kong.
It's Charles Foster.
The greatest imperialist
Mighty
industrialist
Joe,
of all.
The eighth wonder of the world.
I really like at the end where he's holding the sled and he says, "Bob Dobbs."
Mighty Joe is cuter though, but
no, it's a plane. He's holding a plane. And,
it's named
I was on drugs.
A plane named Rosebud.
From PR News in Washington, I'm condemned to death for the 1998 murders of a former girlfriend in ninth grade biology class. The growing army of French police believe the blast was accidental.
Altogether, nearly 3,000 local and national police were electrocuted after running into an electrical substation. On Friday, Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin met with a group of old, decaying police from the two nursery schools outside Paris.
You're listening to PR News. A six-week trial on intelligent PR News ended yesterday in Washington.
Name man about the river stooms and telling it dead. Poor man found if help is fairly clear mountain. And then some plaid and cute he was shade one food. And proving the love of common ground to crew the food.
Week. Bring the troops home. My next guest says she's tired of the dirty work. Cold, culture. Program. Bang. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm tired of at this point. Chicken hawk. Right. This is mental. I think this is bring the troops home. It's not going well. Bring the troops home. I have no idea. Yeah. Bob, get down on your knee. Bob. Huge. But I don't think.
Not good.
Yeah.
Chicken hawk.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Really.
Cult.
From PR News in Washington, I'm abandoned in the Sahara Desert in Morocco.
The African pregnant children said they were loaded.
Governor Arnold has signed legislation that will bolster kids buying video games with PR content.
Governor Arnold said that video games availability is important to him.
This is extremely important.
Meanwhile, authorities in India say...
In India, Indians in India were attributed to road accidents caused by PR News in New Delhi.
Parts of Pakistan are reported to be in ruin after today's PR News.
Now. The reason this is happening is because of you. Fun, change country from a secular, progressive, based philosophical country.
Stand up.
Doubt religion.
That's right.
Do that.
From hatred.
Do that from hatred.
Here's the point.
Accuse Bush and Cheney
of lying
because they wanted Halliburton to make money.
Smearing on the other. Discounted rap.
I'm talking blatant propaganda.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm gonna do it.
Kill us where we live.
Spin zone.
Discounted rap.
I'm talking rap.
That was Norell Kreft, dear friends. You can get more of that and about that at norellkreft.com, NORELPREF.com. And before that, a whole bunch of lemurs. But now, my friend, now, you must ask yourself, do you have slack? You'll know what slack you had when you lose it. Oh, then you'll go, oh, I had slack.
Is revealed the seduction.
It was mine all along. But now that it's only now that it's gone, do I recognize it?
And do you think anyone had any care for the whinings of a loser? No, they just laugh with a disdainful leer while you've lost your slack forever.
Kick that weirdo.
Punch.
He's not like us.
Look at this poor young lad. Look at him.
Glasses.
Large
small,
was his bounty,
kind of
and
scrawny.
His name sincere.
But what a looker. Think of the others who might follow
he'll
his perfidious footsteps.
Can't get a girlfriend.
A youth
loser.
To fortune.
Lives with his parents.
Lives with his parents. Plays with his computer.
Fair science.
When photos like these are available.
Gamer.
At his humble birth.
Tricky. Gamer.
And melancholy claimed him.
Stamp collector.
Wants to get an Xbox now.
It isn't even spring.
And iPods.
No father seek his merits to disclose or draw their secrets.
No. From I don't their come into Boston until July.
Girls don't come round much.
No, but
you know, and you don't go around them now ever since what happened to Betty Jean.
Only
and
to
so it
dawn,
goes.
The truth he will disclose.
So he just kind of works with his computer and just dreams.
Are you going to be like that friend, or are you going to let loose the bomb in you?
Website.
Unbuckle your belt, bend over, and let it fly!
Yeah, I'll go to that girl's
of
website.
Of course, today's more understanding, caring parents don't take
jerk
off that
off
belt buckle and
hours,
flail around the way mom and dad may used
Pink Floyd
to
album
have done.
Back
I know we've all been there, but this is a different generation.
She's pretty. And you know, maybe I can see that dub of the X-Files.
Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it from him.
I just
countless
wish I could think.
Poses.
I can't think of anything.
The blueness of the wound cleanses away the evil.
Still pictures.
The closer to the bone, the sweeter the
moan. Do you hear me, Mom and Dad? Do you hear me, subgenius mothers and fathers out there? The blueness of the wound cleanses away the evil.
And more of the thing.
Beat slack into that child.
This picture is not one typical of the disease.
A subgenius child is formed in the crucible of pain and loathing.
Magazine.
I hope they don't hit me again.
It approaches another class of magazines.
Now you are pure.
Transvestite.
Repeat after me. Will you, my ward, ever flinch or falter in this life?
Well, I hope so.
Congratulations. You are now a soldier of Bob. Now, your first assignment is to go out along 34th Street and to pick up all the garbage on the left side of the road, transfer it to these orange plastic bags here, and we want to see you about 2 o'clock in the afternoon by the water cooler over there, and we're going to have some signs we want you to fix. So this is Mr. Schwogler. He's going to be your supervisor. Good luck, and enjoy being a subgenius. We're going to knock off for lunch.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, the right man.
I'll help you.
Think of pretty.
I'll help you.
Does he confess anything?
Thank you, Mr. Schwogler.
At first, you will want to turn away from him. Then, you may find him a silent, unresisting target for your ridicule.
Mister, why is your head so big, mister?
But if you come to know him...
Have you always been the way you are now?
You will begin to see beyond the perversion of his form.
Are you in any pain? Are your parents still alive?
And discover the beauty in the beast.
At no time have I met with such a perverted or degraded version of a human being as this man.
I am not an animal.
From PR News in Washington, I'm slamming into a tree. I'm the first of many.
Three or four. PR's bad.
I'm bad. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas says this is PR News. Two people were PR'd on California's busy Highway 101 this morning. Three people are reported PR'd in south central Nebraska this morning. A moderate earthquake struck several who were trapped inside.
For PR News, I'm in a large portion of central Nebraska.
New Jersey transit officials predicted New Jersey Turnpike Authority spokesman Joe Orlando would clog major arteries for a six-day period.
Because
Iraq's President Jalal Talabani is rejecting PR News in Washington.
Al Jazeera, Al Jazeera, Al Jazeera, Al Jazeera. Rock, rock. Bush caused the war and created all these terrorists.
Oh, it's real simple.
Idiotic. Yeah. All right. I'm eager for people. Gay. I'm eager for people. Gay. Television. BS. Feel good. BS. Art.
Stop the violence. Go there. They just go there. Stop the violence.
I don't like that. I'm eager for people. Ho.
Yes.
Ho. You mean.
Yes.
Idiotic.
Yes.
You've got to be kidding. Hubba.
Protesting abuse.
Abu Grab and Club Gitmo. And Abu Grab and Club Gitmo. And blame Bush for this.
Yes.
I don't care. Let them take me up. I don't care anymore.
That cut up was by Norel Pref, and now one from Reverend Maynard Brainerd.
A person may stay in the anger state, waging an overt or covert war against the company.
If they are going to take money out of my pocket, I'm going to take some out of theirs.
One aggravated driver ran his forklift into a tall stack of expensive electronic equipment. The final damage estimate was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. What a darn shame.
Fortunately, the company's leadership team had been anticipating this initiative for several years
and had been planning accordingly
by developing several
previous bomb threats, as well as other forms of
sabotage that occurred over the past year.
The anger stay. Anger.
She quietly went into the copy room, took a large screwdriver out of her purse, and jammed the screwdriver repeatedly into the gears and pulleys of the copy machine, rendering the expensive machine totally inoperable. She replaced the screwdriver under a bag and left the building, thinking to herself, well, if they are going to take money out of my pocket, I'm going to take some out of theirs.
From PR News in Washington, I'm Faulty. Authorities in Jordan destroyed and damaged and killed.
The Bureau of Statistics says 3,315, 2,059, 3,378, 38, 11, 59, 2,019, 436 PR News in Washington.
PR's bad. I'm glad. Democratic Party Chairman Howard Dean is going to war in Iraq, but local officials say all residents have been killed, just to be sure. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice had some pointed hardline leaders of PR News in Washington.
I've seen so many movies on this show that I would never have gone to in a movie that you can see B-movies that...
You just have to speak directly into the...
You don't have to pay the $10 for Batman. You can just hear it and imagine a better one.
The Penguin will be here later, by the way.
Oh my God!
When is he coming?
Who? Who's going to be
the
here?
The penguin himself, the arch criminal.
The real penguin?
No, that's right. Yeah. The real man.
Where is he, by the way? Where's Hal?
Not this Bobby De Niro movie guy.
Where is the penguin?
Are marching with penguins?
The real arch criminal that the penguin was based on, it's a real person. The Batman comic book, of course, popularized this sort of, they cartooned him up a bit, but there was a deformed criminal called
like
the Penguin.
Fat. Oh, and
just himself, like there's a deformed
belly, like a fat guy.
Brow.
That's right.
Wow.
That's
like
right.
He's a.
That's how you have
but
to say it.
But he fancied himself
the brow.
Vaguely intellectual in
statement.
Some way. The Penguin did. I must say.
It's
the
in my
maiden form brow was a not so manly version of the same thing.
I thought the
but
Riddler
the
was
the original
too.
Brow sent his armies out to collect all those
What's
images, and so they would never be seen in the future. Of course, they miss some. They always miss some.
I didn't even know that.
Fortunately, history continues.
Wasn't he at Jonestown too? Or that was?
Yeah, he was.
He was. He was. I thought it was Jonestown 3. He was at.
No.
It was.
I think it was Jonestown 3.
It was really silly by
the
then.
Prequel. Yeah,
it
was Jonestown.
It had lost the spirit by the time they did Jonestown 3. It was just a token mass suicide.
But then they do.
And it was about 90 people instead of 900.
When
ridiculous.
They do Jonestown 11 and the Smith and Jones characters
Jonestown
are fleshed out
versus
and they have
Jason
children, it's really an amazing
Freddy.
Movie.
Yeah. Versus Penguin versus...
In a sub-cinematic way.
The Riddler.
Bob Dobbs.
No, the Riddler versus won't be here.
Anna Hagen.
Nina Hagen won't be
Hitler.
Here.
Hitler versus Nina.
She doesn't remember much about some genius anymore.
I don't
Everybody
either, actually.
I was invited to her house to do acid the night of the 85 show in
Muhammad
the backstage. I was taking
pictures
of Charles Manson.
The Beatles. Things.
No, she just invited
Wait a minute. Which side
me.
Is good?
And I looked around at
Your
her
Bob.
Army of young men, who I realized would also be there
the Beatles,
as we did the
Bob.
Watching.
Bob. Watching.
Oh. And I thought, I can't do that.
They wanted to get some brow tickling.
Your mom.
Exactly.
Your what about your mom?
She had this whole staff that traveled with her. You know.
So, I mean, did the Beatles like
I was
Bob?
Tempted, though. Boy.
My what about your mom?
What could you learn from Gary Gabrofram's mother, Nina
he
Hagen?
He Bob, then. Oh,
Gary Gabrofram's mother is Nina Hagen.
That's probably why you're a sub-genius today.
How wow, how'd that happen?
It's like a sandbox,
Bob,
isn't it?
Bob.
In a laboratory. Yeah.
That's 10 just people Jody, talking at odds.
Jody's father is named Bob.
Who's Oz?
Really?
Bob?
Ginger and Jody's father are both named Bob.
Yep,
you knew Bob was your uncle.
You can get to where you hate that name.
Yeah,
and they have
found
the true father after having the
hilarious.
They have found
the stick a pipe in it.
In Bob's fatherly and kindly.
Yeah, stick a pipe in and charge $500,000. It's hot. Yeah, that's hot.
Look in his eye as he gives you your
instructions. Pretty hot. Pretty hot.
Bob's afterbirth.
Four.
Yes.
Oh, now you're talking. Oh, my
Bob
mouth is watering.
For you.
Did you know
child.
That Bob Dobbs Four. Was an abortion survivor? Yes,
wow.
J.R. Bob
really?
Dobbs.
What?
The son
Five.
Of...
Jesus.
Wait.
Five.
Gamera.
Jane McBride Dobbs, the sainted mother. She was. She tried to abort the infant Bob because she wasn't really supposed to be pregnant.
Well, it was immaculate.
Well, it was supposed to be, but unfortunately, the tenacious fetus hung in there and was not actually successfully aborted until Jane McBride Dobbs was strapped down in a Kansas wheat field in front of a tornado's path. The tornado was able to extract the tiny infant Dobbs, but then when Jane saw the preemie Dobbs laying in that field panting and bleeding, she of course loved him. She could no longer go through with the abortion, and she loved him, as do all whose eyes fall upon him.
Yes.
And she took Bob home and raised him. So friends, remember, the next time you're getting an abortion, just think about Bob. If they'd successfully aborted him, then maybe we wouldn't have a Church of the Subgenius. Maybe that's an argument for abortion. I don't know.
For our lives.
I'm going to go out
we have
and get
no
one right
I'm
away.
Reason to exist.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
I'm going to go. I'm
gonna
go.
We wouldn't have slack.
Philo's abortion.
Well...
That was a great band, Philo's Abortion.
Yeah, they were.
I about cried when they broke.
One.
Philo's all.
Zero.
Hey, you know, I was almost aborted, actually. And
were you?
I was.
Eight.
I was.
Wishful thinking.
It was a partial abortion
with a cancer. And they said,
I'm not
they said first they said it's cancer.
He
and
was
then
about
they said,
35.
No, it's not a cancer for the baby. And then the third opinion Five. Was no, it's cancer
on
in the baby.
Five,
and because
one,
it was a Catholic doctor,
zero,
they didn't
nine,
abort
four,
me.
Eight,
and
four,
but I mean,
Michael
the cancer
that
died.
That was a great
the,
song, Abort Me.
The baby died, for but I was born.
I'll be buried, of course.
And no, that's a true story.
The
my,
twin
my mother was Protestant,
Michael
and
Robert
she,
Peppy.
She
Jesse
deliberately
Peppy.
Went
Robert,
to a,
that
a
means
Catholic
your father pulled out.
Doctor.
Beware ye the Jesse Peppy ghost.
Weren't you one half of Siamese twins?
Which hovers just behind Michael Peppy.
Michael Peppy.
Hating him
your
for
Catholic.
Living. When he, the
yes.
twin Jesse Peppy,
yes.
had
I
to die.
I want to clone Bob.
This is PR. Support for PR. PR comes from institutions worldwide, helping to develop PR and institutions radio.
Coming our way this Wednesday at 2 minutes till 8 o'clock, the Club of Rock Radio presents Beethoven's first comments on his career in Boldo and in Pueblo. Right here on 93.489 FM. It's 60-50-40-60-22-96 with partial east in the west.
we didn't have abortion, we'd have no Social Security, better economics. Free pain. My obvious freakonomics, how tricky it is. Racism should be supported. Immoral. Wrong not to abort all children and prevent all crime. That's what we were talking about. Sensitive area. We're showing the phallus. Impossible. Ridiculous. Keep yelling about it.
I want a bone, Bob.
Bob.
You want a bone, Bob?
I don't know where he is, and I don't know nothing about nothing.
She said she wanted to bone Bob.
I was born.
Everybody wants to bone Bob. Bone Bob. Look at it this way, friends.
I want to bone Bob's bones.
As Reverend Angry Larry pointed out, Bob is just one O short of boob. And everybody
right.
loves boobs.
That's his
so
favorite.
Get with it, man.
Hey, what? Bob is hung like a hamster.
Get with the time.
That's not true. That is not true.
A 50
not that I am. It's not the size of the boob.
How many pews does Bob have in his church?
It's how many
pubes?
You have.
You.
Pubes. Or pubes.
You.
Oh.
Pew.
There's three.
43 and a quarter.
A week is four.
Say about 10,000.
Millions.
Ten million
pubes. Ancient glass in the background.
From which the rich steaming soil is taken to nourish the young plants.
From PR News in Washington, I'm planning to go to China on Saturday. The Bush administration plunged by 5.6% to a seasonally adjusted rate of 0 million units.
Democrats say it's their job to hype the invasion of Baghdad.
This is PR News.
It's irresponsible.
Some senators want inconsistencies in Congress last week.
State-run paramilitary secret PR News reported that the suspects were identified as Yamin Larbi.
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon would no longer be able to use drugs. Sharon does not want to reach peace with the Palestinians. Because Palestinian Parliamentary Party paper Peace Parrots Lang Politics plan to postpone the pain of possessing PR News in Washington.
So, which of life's mysteries do you wish to be solved?
My penis.
Oh, all the other ones except for this one.
All right. Well, we'll do what we can.
Now, is it pecan or pecan?
That's what we want to know.
It's pecan.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, what about Al-Qaeda or
Al-Qaeda? For 10 minutes on one side.
It's probably
then turn
Al-Qaeda.
And cook on other side.
That's what I've been saying, Al-Qaeda. So you say Al-Qaeda, I say Al-Qaeda.
It's right
you
for your
say
guess.
Bin Laden, I say Bin Laden.
Bin Laden,
Bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. Let's call the
ball. Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda.
Why, how madly amusing.
I don't know. That's a good question, caller. Is
I
it
really
Grenada
you
or Grenada? Should we invade Grenada? Should we invade Bin Laden? Should we invade Al-Qaeda?
Oh, or I missed mother and father.
Should we invade our mother and father? Folks, we're here to give you answers, not questions.
I have a plot
and,
reserved for
yes?
Osama Bin Laden.
He was associated with two
well,
CIA
we've been...
contract. Well, CIA contract
yeah.
pilot
yeah.
Ferry.
That's right. That's right. Ferry. Not well, Brian, but
so.
David Ferry, who worked with the Cubans, and of course... What is the most interesting thing is the fact that
there's
one man did give his life for Kennedy, and that man is Sam Giancana.
Hey, now all this stuff about JFK?
No, Giancana gave his life for the U.S., for the U.S. Senate, because it was on the way to testify at the hearings for JFK's death that Giancana was killed in his sleep. 1975, it was... shot
Why?
To death beat by the other mafia who didn't want him talking about their role in the assassination of the president.
Why is that? Yeah.
Because
why?
They didn't want to get in trouble with the government.
But why?
Then why did Connie do this? This was Connie?
No, this is why yeah. Why the mob hit Sam Giancana.
So he the was mob assassinated. You keep saying that
yeah.
so fast, it just sounds like Connie to me.
No, Connie, that's what's on my mind when I'm thinking about Connie.
Is Tommy or Connie?
I'm thinking about Tommy a little. Not really so much, but Connie. Because she who is all women.
Was and he a Connie or a
As
con?
Usual, the women have been driven from the show.
And Darren says the implementation
here's
of the
one here.
current in my jurisdiction.
On the phone for you at your discretion.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hold on.
All right. But they better be sexy because this is the subgenius.
John is alive. Johnny is still alive.
He is?
He really was not shot.
How do you know him?
It was a figment of every American imagination.
Yes. The most handsome man in American history. And, of course, his son, the most handsome man in the world.
He's alive, I tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but where is he? He's in a wheelchair in Bermuda,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's...
I can see him.
He took, yeah, that's the other thing is that he, like, took a taxi secretly away from the promenade.
Away from the pool of blood.
And
the large piece of head.
And the, that's just another.
Kennedy was the one that took the cab into Fort Worth.
Thing, you know.
And Kennedy was the one who shot himself on the grassy knoll.
Right.
That's the secret.
The other thing
is that he had been depressed at the end. And, but pay no attention to that. You know,
all right, yeah, just forget that stuff.
Forget.
It's too frightening to comprehend. See what happens? You get caught up in echo loops.
You just get it. Yeah, that's right.
And you never get away from it.
That's right. And like so the show.
How many shots were there at Dealey Plaza?
But you can help these children by killing the Prime Minister of the Nation.
Yeah, let's talk about Prime Ministers. That's at least a little bit different. No.
And now it's time for a book review, friends. And a confession. The review is about the book Ultimate Sacrifice by Lamar Waldron and Tom Hartman. And, my friends, for 10 years, I, Reverend Ivan Stang, have been part of the JFK cover-up. I can heave a big sigh of relief now, because now it can be told, and has been, in that book, Ultimate Sacrifice. You know, the JFK assassination is like the Bible. Whatever bee is in your bonnet, whatever you want to prove, if you're a kook, your proof is in the JFK assassination. If you're a Warren Commission kook or a case closed nut, you won't like The Ultimate Sacrifice. If you're an Oliver Stone version, the CIA did it kook, you won't like The Ultimate Sacrifice. But if you're a mafia did it, but how'd they get away with it kook like I am, this book explains pretty much how and why they got away with it. And it doesn't do it from hearsay or reference to other JFK books. It draws on 17 years of really serious research and interviews and all those various assassination commissions. And the reason I know this, besides the 10,000-page bibliography and index on the thing, is that I know the author, and I've been watching the progress of this thing for some time now. Ultimate Sacrifice, John and Robert Kennedy, the plan for a coup in Cuba and the murder of JFK. It's only in hardcover yet. As it says here, the book reveals for the first time John and Robert Kennedy's top secret plan to stage a coup against Castro and invade Cuba on December 1st, 1963. But the Kennedy coup plan was infiltrated by three mafia bosses of Chicago, Tampa, and Louisiana, Texas, who were under intense pressure from Attorney General Robert Kennedy. These mob bosses used parts of the Kennedy coup plan to kill JFK, first trying in Chicago, then Tampa, and finally Dallas, in a way that forced key officials to cover up crucial information to protect national security. And yes, friends, I've been part of the cover-up until now. Actually, I'm going to continue it because you should at least look at their website, which is ultimatesacrificethebook.com. One word, Ultimate Sacrifice the Book. But William Turner, FBI agent, said that at last the mystery surrounding JFK's deaths are fully explained by the startling revelations in this book. There actually is some startling stuff, and it is true. It's fresh, groundbreaking research documents how the blowback from the Kennedys' actions against the mafia and Cuba led to the death of JFK. Ultimate Sacrifice provides the final word on why the government had to cover up so much information for so long. Publishers Weekly said, called it a relentless accumulation of detail, very thorough knowledge of every political and forensic detail and the broad perspective of historians, rather than assassination theorists. No future historian of that tormented period in American history will be able to ignore their very convincing presentation. That was Publishers Weekly. And New York Post Liz Smith said, I believe this book is the closest we're going to get to the truth until 2017, when the CIA and Kennedy papers are all finally released. Well, friends, you, our of Slack listeners know that the world will end long before that. But so, if you care, you might want to check that out. Ultimate Sacrifice by Lamar Waldron and Tom Hartman. Ultimate Sacrifice, the book. .com. Praise Bob.
Lamar and his co-author speak to the national cameras of men who killed Kennedy.
I'll
put it on David Day for you when I find it.
How many men who killed Kennedy are there? I mean, aside from all the Oswalds. They're all the photographers, all of the guys, the gun cleaners.
My dad did it.
Fabian! Her dad. My kids.
My uncle, brother, sister's mother.
They sinned before they were alive.
I wasn't even born yet.
Had a baby.
Or was I?
I killed you before you were even born.
Bob Dobbs killed JFK.
Bob Dobbs is a porn star.
We already know that. He's not just the porn star. He's the porn star.
With Jesus as a supporting actress.
He's the, you know. Also, one of the nicer things happens on today's date, which is the first snuff film televised on American television.
Oh, I love
that. That makes me out of bar.
The Oswald shooting on Sunday was actually televised, whereas Kennedy's murder you don't see until 1978.
Ooh, and Michael,
copies
of a secret.
Quiet!
But old JFK, I mean, little LHO. Whoopi. Is the first superstar in that sense, you know, the Andy Warhol in sense.
His 15 minutes were up.
Yeah, and he didn't even know. Although people kept intimating, you know, the officer that's handcuffed to him just 2 minutes before says, you know, this way I can throw myself in front of everybody who wants to shoot you. And he says, oh, nobody wants to shoot me.
I'd throw myself
in
front
of him. And how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? He knew that
somebody or Fabian.
He was probably making a joke. He was a joker, Lee.
From PR News in Washington, I'm calling for hurricanes from Venezuela. Venezuela will be distributed by two non-organizations. Forecasters say Ohio was expected in parts of the Mideast, including sections of Cleveland. But AAA says a record high in Cleveland.
People will be a little bit higher, but
AAA says most of those traveling over the holiday weekend will be high in West Cleveland. Forecasters say thousands of low-income people will get help with PR News from Venezuela.
A is for after, B for before, C for the center between the two times, D for deceit. Before the deceit and after even more.
another song by The Billy Nayer Show. And you are listening to Hour of Slack number 1027. The background music here is by The Amino Acids at theaminoacids.com. So anyway, now, friends, let's go over to that other show and see if we can figure out which days are which shows.
Thanks for calling.
What do you think about
Kennedy Day and Subgumpedina Day and X Day?
No.
I live there until the president said.
Hey.
There were just so many subplots.
I'm here for you.
We are sexy. That's right.
Four ruffles and flourishes signify the arrival of the President of the United States.
We are sexy. You gotta keep listening.
It's just an actor president. He doesn't actually do anything. He just stands there, we clap, and he goes home.
If you have any question that you have about the meaning of life, you should ask us. We'll solve any problem.
Dead air. Dead air? Where?
Where?
Dead air.
Where?
Let's rock and roll. We can't have dead air.
What?
I just came out from storm.
Oh, what?
Come on.
Wow. Just like a dream.
Hey, let me get a drink of that.
And these callers, vocals.
Certainly you can't be complaining about the callers who call 844-424-4255.
No, callers are so talented. I have never heard a caller do that kind of vocal pyrotechnics. And now she's clapping. Caller.
There's a blue caller.
What is it like to be so talented to do clapping and yelling? And
wake me up. Wonderful.
We're trying to wake you up with the truth of what's happened in this country in the last 35, 40 years.
Now, what could be more satisfying to a girl's psyche than to have her father
it's
under
her
belt?
Well, sorry, I know I'm that old.
It's wonderful.
Give them hell. Oh, give them hell?
Yeah.
Oh,
give yes. them heck.
Oh, heck. All right, I've got the box heck right here.
Very rare.
Oh, give them heck. Are you sexy?
Just give it to them, not yeah. sell it to them?
Mount it up. Take it on down.
Good.
From PR News in Washington, I'm denying that PR News occurred. House and Senate panels have approved tax priorities. The House Ways and Means Committee approved the bill that would tax and spend. In Iraq, political leaders are demanding tortured in a detention center. President Bush says he is happy and making progress. U.S. officials say it's time for the president to find more permanent housing, such as up trailers.
PR spend.
The government rose in October by 0.2%. September reflected a decrease in PR News. Without congressional action, tens of thousands of hurricane victims living in hotels would revert back to PR News in Washington.
We'll kill all your
My brother's name is Bob.
Michael Pepe, please acknowledge your post-hypnotic suggestion.
And my mother's.
We'll kill all humans
your mother was
under
your father.
Commands.
Bob itches.
Stop.
Now she was
about the mysterious force of sex.
Danger, Will Robinson, stop. Wait. No longer under control of alien entity. Now, cracking up on Earth plane, turning into human. Turning into...
Oh, look, maybe I'm going to see if I can talk to this caller.
Male sex worker dressed robot assassin trained to kill Reverend Ivan Stang.
Dun, dun.
Yet, on virtually every newsstand is a welter of misinformation.
Kill.
Are you there, caller?
Caller, are you there?
Caller, are you there?
There. Where?
Do this as long
here.
As possible.
Where? Where's there?
I'm not there. It's at KPFA.
Oh.
The state gets better seasoned this way.
KPFA. Yeah, this caller is ready for the mix.
Greetings, citizen.
Yeah, I want to make a request.
You can let this caller in now. Okay, go caller. Go.
Incredibly sensitive. Go caller, go.
Go caller, go.
Go.
Go,
you
Carla,
know,
go.
I was having sex with my dad the other day.
Ready for the big
anyway,
moment.
And he said that I was better than mom, and I said, yeah, that's what Bob said.
Ready for the big moment.
Let the caller go.
I want to get down with Bob.
Take the caller off the caller and let him go.
Want that thick, fat-trimmed seasoned steak onto the searing pan.
Okay, this caller is calling from a place of origin.
Right?
No.
Which then must of necessity feed upon your decayed flesh.
Just.
Which can wreck them for life.
Caller, can you hear me?
Don't think.
Can you hear me, caller?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Caller.
Can you fear me?
Can you hear me now, caller?
No, actually, speak a little louder.
Louder.
Can you hear, caller?
Is your name Bob?
Can you smell me?
I've been
am I on the air?
Bob all night.
Am I on the air?
Bob's Car Wash. Bob's Car Wash.
I want the address of the church.
This caller has been on hold for a long time.
90210. What's it called? Stank! What's this sacred P.O. in the box number? Wait! Someone's attacking Stang. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. They've got a knife. Oh, they're stabbing him. Oh, poor Stang. Well, folks, we don't have the post office number now, but we will. As soon as we get Reverend Stang alive again.
The Subgenius Foundation P.O. Box.
181-417. Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118.
And nobody has investigated the murder of President Kennedy.
Anything.
And so here he is in Orleans Parish in his little jurisdiction with practically
we've
no
got
money
you coming
and
going.
A handful of people working with him attempting to break this case.
The assault with so many contradictory messages.
How could you think you could prosecute anyone for participation in the conspiracy to murder President Kennedy in
but you don't know what's going on at all.
Louisiana. And Jim Garrison was very ironic, very humorous in what he said. Well, I guess I thought I was living.
You're crazy out of your mind. You don't know if anything is real. Anything.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Leads me safely through the sinking sand. Help me do the best I can.
I'm our bud.
Hold my hand.
I'm our bud.
Hold my hand.
I'm our bud.
Hold my hand.
I'm our bud.
Count on me.
I'm our bud.
That one, like most of the longer collages on this show, was by Norell Preff, and this one, like the shorter ones, are more, shall we say, Lemurian.
From PR News in Washington, I'm too gutless to make tough decisions on spending. Meanwhile, the military is under investigation. The New York Times is quoting officials as saying, this is PR News.
Yes, you bet.
A former high-ranking Interior Department official is Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby. He was also the first Tonight Show bandleader. Spain's prime minister will address the country's parliament today over a proposal to call itself a nation. Democrats forced the Senate into a two-hour closed session yesterday to demand PR News in Washington.
May we see your papers?
Yes. Here they are.
In that case, we'll have to ask you to come along.
Wait. I don't think I have them on me.
How silly of me.
You're going home. You've had a little too much to drink.